All right. Hello. DS106 Zone Lowdown. This is number 11. It's Thursday, the 30th of May, just a couple of minutes before 8 p.m. Before long, you'll hear a new sound in the background, because it's time for the final prayer of the day. Each prayer has a name, and I forget which they are, but I think this last one is Asher. I'm not sure. I need to double-check that. Anyhow, I came out to the park. Just needed to get out of the apartment. I've been inside all day, working on other stuff. Except for the last couple of hours, I watched a live presentation by Jim Groom up in New Hampshire, talking to some educators about, guess what? DS-106. He wanted to play the lowdown recording. There we go. Yeah, we'll see if we can commence with this, carry on with this. He wanted to share with them the recording I did on bumpers a couple of days ago featuring student work, mainly because his was played at the end. And I noticed in comments on Jessica's blog, she said that's the one that sounded really weird, that whole Summer of Oblivion thing. Anyhow, the thing buffered out, and it only played the first 20 or 30 seconds, which was the bumper by P. Patel, and then a little bit of my droney voice starting the thing. And that's what I want to talk about for just a second. I've heard from two or three different people saying that their batteries cut out while they're listening on their mobile. Because what people are doing, I think, is going to the website and either pressing the play button, if you're on a browser, or the download audio link, and then you're effectively streaming. Well, that's fine. That's one way to do it. But the whole beauty of podcasting is that you can subscribe to it, and the things will download into your iTunes or whatever program you're using to collect the MP3s. And then you can listen to them at your leisure and promptly delete. Sometimes I wish that these files would self-destruct after one listening, but they don't. They don't. Anyhow, I don't know if that makes sense, but that's an option that's available. And had Jim Groom downloaded the MP3, then he could have played more of the thing for his audience. So, word to the wise on that. And speaking of Jim Groom, actually I'm scheduled to meet with him on Skype in less than an hour for the weekly, whatever it is, we're going to talk about audio. And I got to get ready for that, but I don't know if he'll be able to get to a computer in time or not. So none of this really matters to you since this is a recording right now. And by the time you hear this, that hour from now will be long, long past. But what I mainly wanted to mention was the recording application I'm using this time. Yeah, again, Scotlo, with the recording applications. Somebody, I forget who, mentioned that I had talked about a couple. This was on the blog, the person's blog, but wanted me to recommend a best audio application. Well, the one that I probably use the most is called Hindenburg, and that's a paid application. And that's a good editing program, and also my desktop recorder is by the same company and is also called Hindenburg. So they're nicely integrated together. But the one I'm using right now, and I've got several others that I've paid for, a couple of them have multi-track editing capabilities, which is such a nice idea, but it's a little hard to execute on the little small screen of the iPhone. Although, time for a tangent. John Johnston, I'm going to play this at the end. John Johnston did a bumper for the Lowdown. Yes, he did. And on his blog, he's got a screen capture of the application he used on his iPhone, which is GarageBand. I've not paid attention to that app for some reason. I used to use GarageBand on the computer, and then when it came out for the iPad and the iPhone, I just said, well, I don't want to pay for another app. So I never even looked at it. But what he came up with sounds good, A, and B, the interface of the application looks really cool. So if you have any sort of musical talent, this thing allows you to work with sound files and even compose little MIDI riffs. So that's a good one. I'll see if I can find a link to that. I'll certainly link to John's blog post so you can see that screen picture. But the application I'm using now, getting back to the main point, is called Recordium. And Dr. Garcia retweeted something by one of the tech websites saying that this application is free for a limited time. So I downloaded it. I think the regular rate is $6. And I've got to say, it's quite nice. It's got some features. I'm not going to bother explaining them right now. You can go to the website and have a look. But it does let you highlight audio you've recorded with like a colored yellow marker. Lets you leave little marks or tags on the timeline as the thing is recording or playing back. Such as if you're recording an interview, you can put a tag for when each person speaks. Or recording lectures, you can put little points in for the notes, what the professor was talking about or something. I wonder, is that something anybody does anymore? Do you record lectures and listen back to them? Anyway, we'll leave that as an open question. But this is worth checking out, again, if you're on an iPhone. For my friends out there using Androids, I'm sorry, I really have nothing to say on the topic. I just don't have the experience. So if there is an Android person using mobile applications, get in touch in the comments, maybe on this blog post, and let us know what works or maybe what should be avoided. But as far as I can tell, since this thing is free and it's got some pretty good features, I would go with Recordium. The main feature, as I said before, is the ability to set the recording quality. I'm recording this as a wave in the highest quality. It also lets you do AIFF. It doesn't have MP3, but it's got MP4, which, well, it's not the same, but it's a smaller file size. And you can open any of these in a program like Audacity once you get it to the computer. And getting it to your computer is pretty simple. It's got a button that lets you, when you press it, your iPhone becomes a little Wi-Fi server. And if your desktop and laptop are on the same network, just transfer the file over Wi-Fi through your desktop or laptop's web browser. Pretty cool, pretty cool. Okay, guys, there's so much more to say, but I'm really needing to get back and think about what Groom and I will talk about. And I'll leave you with the John Johnston bumper. And I'll leave you with one other thing. Last night I mentioned Mike and Rochelle. Mike is the one who had the blog post about Arch Obler. And Jessica, if you're listening, and you're not the only one, the spelling of Obler is O-B-O-L-E-R. Arch Obler. That's, you know, spelled Ogler, Ovaler, and many other ways, but it's Arch Obler. So Mike wrote that blog post, and since then, he has come up with an amazing five-sound story, which I'll also play for you, which when you check out his blog post, you'll see that he conceptualized the idea as an audio project, and from there, he's been able to come up with a poster, and he's even going to make a video for this public service announcement. Oh, heavenly days. Heavenly days. It's a group of five, three brothers and two sisters. The eldest is probably six. Oh, the bike just crashed. Oh, and they're shouting at each other. The bike belongs to one of the girls, I think, but the big boy was sitting on it and they were pushing him, and he took a tumble. Oh.
Now the two girls are walking away. They're holding hands. Sweet. And the boys are looking at the bike. Fun in the park. Fun in the park. So, yeah, so the point here is that there's no telling what can happen once you start using your imagination and developing things with this thing we call creativity. What Mike actually has is a very good public service announcement package that could be used dealing with not texting while driving. So listen to that. And one more note, Rochelle has since written a very good blog post on her five sound story, which was played yesterday, which was from her daughter's experience in Africa. And on the blog post, Rochelle has a wonderful tutorial of working with the desktop version of GarageBand. So if you've got access to that application and you want to see how to do some very sophisticated mixing and editing, check out Rochelle's blog post. A link will be posted. Okay, time to go. Just checking the time here. Did it again. I'm over 7 minutes. Jim Groom says, don't pander to the students. Go as long as you want. But this is as long as I want. So the DS-106 zone lowdown, number 11. As far as I'm concerned, is finished, but there's a couple of good pieces of audio which will come up as soon as I say, talk to you tomorrow. So long.
Jim says, listen to the lowdown. Jim says.